Now, the FAI will hold a news conference later this morning in response to concerns raised by numerous female footballers who have alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from named FAI coaches in the 1990s. Last night, RTE broadcast Girls in Green, a joint investigation between RTE Investigates and the Sunday Independent. Presenting it was Marie Crowe of RTE Sport, who, along with Mark Tai, has been investigating this story for 2 years. Marie is here now. Marie, thanks for coming in. So what can we expect from this news conference this morning?
So this is a really big week for women's football. They have two big games coming up against England and France. But instead of hearing from the players as we traditionally would, we're going to hear from the interim CEO of the FAI, David Carell, and People and Culture Director, Aoife Rafferty. So they have been aware for quite some time that this investigation was ongoing. So we're going to hear their reaction to what they saw last night, what they read, and also what they're going to do next, what's going to happen within the FAI, within their safeguarding department, and just what the future is going to look like, we hope, for women in football.
What specific questions do they have to answer right now?
I think we need to find the records. Where are the records? The future of women's football is so important, but I think the past needs to be examined as well. We need to see what they have, what they know, what's in these records, and we hope that they will be able to find them. And I think we also need to ask them what they plan to do next. We know that they have been working on developing and implementing policies, that they've been improving their safeguarding. So that needs to be clear. It needs to be robust. And I think that people within football, not just girls and women, but everybody within football needs to feel safe. And I think that they need to ensure is that football is a safe place.
For those who didn't see last night's programme, the Girls in Green, it's on the RTE player, so do watch it if you can. Will you just remind us about the allegations at the centre of your investigation?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, and we firstly revealed that there were 20 young girls on a force training course, and the head coach was Eamon Collins. He was in his early 30s at the time, and for several of these girls on the course, it should have been a really wonderful time, and it turned out to be anything but. So some of these women were saying that they still deal with the trauma of what happened to them on the course. The course had, if any, very little oversight, really, by neither FOSS, the FAI or the LFAI, and they didn't really lay down many appropriate guidelines or boundaries between the coaches and players. So what we discovered, that these boundaries, they were really blurred at times, and some of the women alleged that Eamon Collins made sexual advances, and in some claims as well, they said that he had inappropriate relationships with some of the young players. Some of these women, like Lynn Winters, we spoke to her for the very first time. She was just 18 on the course, and she detailed her experience on the course and what happened to her. And we got the reaction then from Eamon Collins through his solicitor. He said that he emphatically and unreservedly denied any improper relationship or conduct. We do now know that Eamon Collins is subject to a stand-down order that was issued by the FAI in March this year. And the order restricts him from any involvement in Irish football activities. A stand-down order is an order made for the immediate protection and safeguarding of children and vulnerable persons. It is not an indication of wrongdoing by any individual, but those orders were issued after the FAI received questions from us.
And your investigation also focused on another former manager.
Yeah, that was former League of Ireland player Mick Cook. He took over as manager of the Irish women's team in the early 90s, and he had that position then for 8 years. So several former players accused Mick of creating a homophobic atmosphere. Women that we met and interviewed described really troubling experiences while in the Irish camp, like Alice, not her real name. She found herself confronted by Mick Cook in her own hotel room after Cook queried why she was talking to another woman. In this clip, Alice describes what happens next.
So I says, you've got it all wrong. I says, my boyfriend's downstairs with his friends. And he was right. He said, let's forget about this. Give me a kiss. And I'm at the end of the bed. And I did. You know, I just... And they left. And he's giggling and laughing and right, and walked out of the room. And I was left physically... I went into the bathroom and I physically got sick. And my head was wrecked. I'd no one to talk to. I'd no one to tell my story to. I didn't want to be that person. And would they believe me? What just happened? Is it norm? Is this what it's all about?
We did receive a statement from Mick Cook in which he said this incident never happened and he never kissed her or indeed any player. Mr. Cook also denies any allegations of being homophobic. Mick Cook, who had been managing the DC women's team, was also issued with a stand-down order by the FAI in March of this year.
What's the reaction been to the programme, Marie?
Hugely positive, and I think the most important thing that it's been hugely supportive of the women. The outpouring of positivity just from everybody online has been huge, and I think it's really helped. But also, there's been a lot of correspondence to Mark and I, other women sharing their experiences, not just in football, but in other sports. And we do feel that this will probably open the door for people to come forward. And that's starting to happen already, which is amazing. But I think the most important thing is that these women are supported, because they've been absolutely amazing stepping forward, sharing their story, being brave. And they want to change things for girls and women and for everybody in sport. And I really think they've done that.
Well, Marie, thank you very much indeed for coming into us, and rte.ie/helplines if you've been affected by anything we're talking about here this morning. There is help available there. We did ask for an interview with both ministers for sport, the senior minister Catherine Martin and the minister of state Thomas Byrne. They were both unavailable. Catherine Martin issued a statement, part of which says the allegations made by women involved in football in the 90s are very shocking. The safeguarding of children and young adults in sport is absolute, and there should be zero tolerance for any actions that endanger their welfare. Marie, thank you very much.